Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Get set for a series opener in downtown Biloxi between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies. Time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, joined by Shuckers Community Relations Manager David Blackwell. David, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
It's your first season as Community Relations Manager. Somehow there's just 6 weeks left to go in this season. How much you been enjoying it this year?
It feels like it just started yesterday. Can't believe we got three home stands left. Having a blast. Kind of shocked I get paid to do this, to be honest with you.
You've done a lot. We've talked about this before. You've done country music. You've worked in arena football. You've worked in baseball now. How much do you enjoy the baseball side of things?
Baseball is my first love. When I was a freshman in high school, I got hit in the nose by a baseball taken infield, and the doctor told me they can re-break it, but if I broke it again, it was just going to be stuck the way it was. He said, so when girls are more important than baseball, then we'll re-break it, and haven't had it re-broken yet, so I love it.
How much have you enjoyed also impacting the Biloxi and the Gulf Coast community in your role?
That's been a lot of fun, just to see more people just kind of wanting to be attached to the Biloxi Shuckers, not just the Shuckers, but baseball in general. To be able to share the resources that we have at our disposal and be able to really, truly make a difference in people's lives has been absolutely wonderful.
When we talked so much about the player side of things and the baseball side of things, but the community aspect is another incredibly important side of minor league baseball. What does your day-to-day look like in your role?
I don't really have an answer for that because it changes every single day. Usually there's a game day meeting during a homestand. That's a given. That's a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, a lot of travel from place to place, talking to people. You really have to make sure that as an introvert, you have to take care of that introvert side so that you can be the extrovert during the day.
You also helped start the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which the Shuckers announced on July 3rd in front of a sellout night before TJ Shuck went out and struck out 11 for the Shuckers. What is the Heart of the Shucker Community Fund?
It is an opportunity for us to give back to places that are really doing the hard work on the Gulf Coast community. Right now, obviously, our focus is on youth sports, and we've got five that we've partnered with this season, and really just putting our money where our mouth is into those people that are trying to advance youth sports, trying to get more kids involved, trying to maybe it's the kids that can't afford, their families can't afford for them to play baseball. It's an opportunity for that. Maybe it's an opportunity where they can afford, they just don't have a place to play, so they're rebuilding the field, things like that. And then every year we're going to change our focus. The focus is going to be different. So, obviously applicants will be able to apply to be included in that community fund if it aligns with the focus, and all that information's coming soon, so keep on a lookout for it.
And so many of us in minor league baseball are baseball people through and through, and all of us pretty much played youth sports. How impactful is it for you to be able to give back in that way to youth sports here on the coast?
I think it's a big deal. I know that I would not love this game as much as I do if I had not gotten the opportunity to play when I was younger. I never played at this level, but even playing at a college level, you kind of get a better understanding of what these guys have gone through up to this point, and it really makes you appreciate what they do. And I think that if we can give more opportunity to kids to have that chance, just to maybe even have the interest in playing baseball at a higher level than youth sports, then that can be accomplished at the youth sports level.
Talking about giving back as well, Luis Amaya and Jackson Churio spent their off day yesterday with an appearance with Program Believe. What went into that?
Milwaukee reached out and said, hey, we really want to give these guys an opportunity to kind of be around some kids that kind of have the same kind of upbringing that they had. We have a great relationship with Program Believe and Kay Horn, and a majority of her tutoring organization is Latino, and so we were able to bring these guys to talk to kids who spoke the same language they did and had some of the greatest interactions. They really truly felt at home, they felt comfortable, and they were really excited to be able just to encourage them with their schoolwork, with their families, just helping them build better lives. And if we're not able to do that, then we're missing the whole point of this. And so that was a really cool opportunity for us to get to be involved in that.
How cool is it as well to work with the Milwaukee Brewers and Junior Spivey and Adela Marquez?
Yeah, they've been absolutely fantastic. Incredibly supportive of anything that we've asked. Been very helpful in helping us, you know, try to figure out some different things and find a different way to get our team involved here. And they've just been absolutely incredible to work with. And we look forward to working with them for a long time. It's funny because I grew up watching Junior play baseball for Arizona and Milwaukee. And, you know, it's just cool to be able to now interact with them. Kind of all on the same team, trying to get the same things accomplished.
How big of a smile did it put on your face yesterday when you saw Jackson and Luis walk into the classroom, realize that everybody was speaking Spanish and they could let loose a little bit?
Nobody's smile could be bigger than the smile that they both had on their face. It was the coolest thing I've ever experienced. I told my wife, I said that sometimes every other week it seems like there's something that happens that just seems like that's the greatest thing that's happened since I've been here. And that for sure is in that conversation. That would to see them be so happy and just so enthusiastic, that was really incredible.
Well, David, thanks so much for joining us today. Continue doing what has been fantastic work here with the Shockers.
Thank you, Jamie.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. First pitch at 6:35 on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.